Continuing to discuss Principle 8, the spiritual work of Emunah, the spiritual work of believing, we got to page 21, number 8 within Principle 8, that is Emunah, that there is nothing but God. So this is as deep as it goes. Let's read what it says here. Emunah, that there is nothing but God. Spiritual work involves striving to have emunah that the only reality is God. Emunah that God is the only reality involves believing that God's desire to bestow goodness motivates everything in the world. This is living with awareness that everything that other people are doing is in essence being done by God. Our experiences of other people are experiences given to us by God. Our interactions with other people are actually interactions with the aspect of God within other people. We can work to attain this emunah and strive to act with this awareness. To the extent that we have this emunah, we relate to all other people as divine. The spiritual work of emunah involves striving to live with constant awareness that the inner essence of everything in the world, mineral, plant, animal, and human, is God. Wow. So we learned that there is creator and creation. There's us and God. There's the vessel to experience God, our souls, our desire to receive, vessels of divine experience. And then there's the light that fills the vessels. There's God, and then there's us that are here given an experience of God. So everything that we're experiencing, we're experiencing an aspect of God. The Baal of Sulam says there's a consciousness where we can realize or go through our life with the perspective that there's us and God. Meaning everything that we're experiencing, to realize that we're experiencing God. Anytime somebody is saying something to us, so from this perspective, it's God talking to us. Anything that's happening to us is something that God is doing to us. Now we learned that we all have free will. We're all making decisions. They're changing things. So every other person also has free will. But we learned that everything is divinely orchestrated in such a way, in such a beyond our comprehension cosmic way, that everybody else's free will is also integrated into exactly what we need to experience in that moment for our spiritual development. So not to take away the responsibility of each of us for making the right decisions and higher choices, but beyond all of that, the idea is that everything that we're experiencing is God talking to us. Now, it doesn't mean like accepting everything happening to us is like, oh, well, so God wants that to happen to me. Sometimes, you know, what God might be saying is, no, get out of that situation. That's what God's telling us in that situation. But the idea is having an awareness that everything going on in our lives is happening by God, specifically in an exacting way for us. The Baal of Sulam says we can have awareness that there's us and God, but that's all there is. So every interaction that we're having with other people, we can try to realize that we're having interaction with God. or having an interaction with the God that's within that person, we learn that everything that we're experiencing in the world that seems to us something that's wrong, experiencing that for the specific reason that there's something of that that we have to fix inside of ourselves. Because our natural tendency is to see all of these bad things out there in the world and think that everything will be good once all those other things are fixed. That the problem is all of these other people and all these other things happening. And once all of those other people finally become good, then everything will be good. Once all of that bad stuff out there becomes good, then everything will become good. So this idea is trying to help us become aware that everything that we're seeing outside of ourselves, it's not good. We're given to see that and experience that because there's some aspect of that, exactly, that we have to fix inside of ourselves. It gives an example of a person that was doing very dirty work and they had their face was all covered with mud. And they came home and looked in the mirror and they saw a very dirty face. And then to try to clean the face was trying to clean the mirror. Right? That's what we're often trying to do. We're seeing things out in the world that need fixing, not realizing that we're seeing that because we have something of that to fix within ourselves. Right? Cleaning the mirror isn't going to do anything. It's a cosmic shift from the problem being out there to the problem being inside of myself. That everything that I'm experiencing is God giving me that experience to focus on what there is to fix inside of myself. From what we're experiencing, to see how that applies in our own self, to interpret it, to see why am I experiencing that and how does that on some level exist within myself. That's what we're here to figure out. But the shift to what I'm experiencing outside is what needs to be fixed. To having the awareness that God is specifically having me experience this as a mirror to what needs to be fixed inside of myself. It's huge if we could actually internalize that. And if we really internalize that, we wouldn't, instead of being upset at everybody else, everything would be giving us pointers into what to focus on in our spiritual transformation. Like, let's say somebody wanted to learn martial art, and they hired for themselves a master of martial arts that would follow them all day long and constantly be throwing like a brick in the person's path and obstacles for training. So we learn God is the ultimate spiritual master who's with us every single moment, throwing all of these obstacles in our path. All the troubles we're experiencing in our lives that are all being put in our path to train us. That they are specifically designed for exactly what we need to focus on and work on. I mean, if we can truly experience everybody as divine, trying to see through that outer mask that in many people is, we think there's something wrong with that, and see that inside everybody is an aspect of God itself, divine soul. Can try to relate with every other person the way we would relate to God. It's like the spiritual vision we're trying to cultivate, to attain. Trying to see through the illusion, the material illusion, that we're all souls. It's the heart of all of our spiritual work, is trying to realize that we're in the divine presence every single moment, trying to see God in everybody and everything. There's the flowing of the divine goodness from the source of reality, and there's our vessels of divine experience. as our individual vessels of divine experience, our individual souls, and all of us together are the universal soul that's here to experience all of God's goodness. He says, Rabbi Baruch Shalom, he says, all of our spiritual work, it's not complicated. It's all very easy. He's saying it jokingly. There's only one thing to remember. God. That is all we have to remember, that we're in the presence of God and act accordingly. But not so easy. It's all of our spiritual work and development is to grow that awareness. Okay, so we'll end here for now, and God willing, continue to discuss the Emunah next time.